Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast. Today's podcast is sponsored by IGT. IGT is paving the way of cashless gaming yet again. With 14 properties live in North America, Resort Wallet combined with IGT Pay is quickly becoming the preferred method of cashless gaming for both players and operators. Learn more at igt.com/cashless. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and today my guest is Jim Rafferty, the president of Rafferty & Associates and the father of gaming in New Hampshire. Rafferty spent many years as a marketing executive for Board Gaming and several other gaming companies, but he wanted to return to his home state of New Hampshire and discovered that casinos would be allowed under certain conditions, largely that they would support charities. He set up a small casino and a restaurant and expanded as he went along. Today, New Hampshire boasts many charity casinos that contribute 35% of their revenues to charities and a small percentage to the state. Rafferty explains how that progressed when he spoke with me on the exhibit floor at G2E in October in Las Vegas. Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and my guest today is Jim Rafferty. Jim is the father of gambling in New Hampshire, so everybody gives him credit for really developing what is really a unique model for the gaming industry. And Jim, thanks for taking the time to join us. I appreciate
it. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
So you know, before you got to New Hampshire, you were a pretty well-experienced casino executive. You worked for Boyd and several other companies.
Well, mostly 13 years with Harvey's.
Harvey's.
Lake Tahoe was a great time for me and my family.
That was a good time in those days, for sure.
Yeah.
So you had a lot of background in that, but your family lived in New Hampshire and you wanted to move back there. And so explain the genesis of how this gaming started in New Hampshire and why it's such a unique model.
The track there was a huge track,
right,
and Rockingham Park, it was called. And they'd been trying to get casino gaming forever.
That's right.
Big projects.
Uh-huh.
And then it was finally 50% bought by, oh, God, you could probably help me, the name of the guys. I'm blanking out.
Yeah.
But they're right out. They built that place right out by the Station Casino. And Boyd, right on Samstown,
right
next door.
Right. Oh, yeah, the guys from the cannery, right?
Yeah, cannery.
Right,
the cannery guys. Bill Paulus.
Bill Paulus, right.
And Bill...
Bill Workman.
Yeah, that's right. Those guys.
Yeah.
Well, they got the exclusive
to
do the Rockingham Park thing.
Okay.
And they were promising, you know, the big casino
and all
this kind of stuff. And everybody got scared, you know? It was like, these are Las Vegas guys, and they were going to do their Las Vegas thing. And that was too much for little old New Hampshire. So we went in, my company and others, with a charitable gaming approach where they've been doing charitable gaming, you know, the fire department for the weekend.
They
take the trucks out, hang some wire. Then you get a casino and a truck.
Right, yeah.
You bring it in. And that's been happening all over the state for 20, 30 years.
Right.
Las Vegas nights,
Las Vegas nights, right.
And
that was the justification for casino gambling in Connecticut, because they had legalized Las Vegas nights there. And when the tribes came in, we can do the same thing.
That was the bedrock of
that.
So 35% went to the charities. But over the years, you know, they couldn't control it. There was no surveillance.
Sure.
It was just, it got crazy and it got less and less for the charities.
Right.
So this concept of moving the to a single place and have the charities come to a established casino.
In a controlled environment.
In a controlled environment where you could have surveillance and cameras and all things you really need to run a responsibly well-regulated casino. And that grew. And I was there for 20 years. I was there at the beginning.
Right.
And we opened a place in 07.
Okay.
And one of the things that really evolved and why it was just a great project was we got to know the charities.
Yeah,
And we said, you know, if you help us build this industry, these 35% checks won't be $5,000 for your 10 days.
Yeah.
In New Hampshire law, 10 days you get every year for a charity.
Okay.
501c3 has to be based in New Hampshire. And those checks... You know, we grew them. At the end, our checks were $30,000
a
week. And then we got HHR.
Yeah.
Then they became 50,000.
Right. Yeah, right, sure.
And that's a big difference.
Yeah, yeah.
No, the whole concept, and I'm just so happy you were able to get me on board here, because one of the things I've experienced, you know, I opened the Del Lago in New York State.
Right, sure.
And the effective tax rate was 70%.
Yeah, right.
70% of your slot revenue went to the state of New York. Right. And we still did the deal. And,
sure.
But, you know, all that money just evaporates.
Yeah.
In a big
yeah,
state like
exactly.
New York, it's nothing.
Falls into the general fund, and that's
then
it.
And then in New Hampshire,
yeah.
Jim Rafferty's given out a check for $20,000
right.
to the Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah.
And they're buying a trampoline, or better yet, they're buying lunches.
Yeah, sure.
For hundreds of kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just so much more responsible to
right.
me.
Yeah.
And beneficial to these local things.
Sure, right.
Now, it's a small is beautiful model.
Right.
You know, you want to have the best bar in town.
Right.
Have one with, you know, 100 slots.
Yeah.
And 12 table games.
Right.
And that's going to be a happening bar. That's
sure.
just
yeah.
going to be fun.
Right.
And exciting.
Yeah.
And you know, we ended up building three of them before we
okay.
sold the company
okay.
last May. And as when we originally talked, I said, you know, I think this model would work someplace else. I
yeah.
really do.
Yeah.
You know, I sold my company. I'm not looking to make a whole bunch of money. I think these relationships that I've had with charities
sure.
have been so beneficial, you know.
When right.
Because I did it for,
right.
we were open for 15 years.
Right.
We raised $7,800,000
sure. right. amazing.
For charities yeah. with small places.
Yeah, right.
And these people, you know, some of the totals were, you know, $400,000 or $500,000
right.
from my business to them.
Yeah.
And it changed their
yeah.
whole, I mean, the Corpus Christi Food Bank
yeah.
now has, you know, like three stations and
yeah.
And they feed a lot of people, and they do a lot of good things. I just think it's a if you were a state like Tennessee,
right,
or a state like Alaska,
right,
that has been really suspect of
right.
gaming,
yep.
for now, you know,
for sure.
the industry.
Right. Well, Tennessee now is sports betting, so maybe they're
they that right, right. So yeah. maybe they're thinking a little bit different,
right?
But you know, I think Tennessee is particularly interesting
sure.
because. You know, there's a church on every corner in Nashville.
Yeah.
It's a place that prides itself
right.
on taking care of its own
right.
Tennessee people.
Sure.
And this model really works with that.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. It's just a thought.
Sure.
And we're developing some models so that we can go and show them maybe.
Sure. Tell us how it evolved in New Hampshire. I know there was a really low limit for a while.
Oh, it started at $2.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're playing a $2 blackjack game.
Right. I used to
really
deal that in Atlantic City. Didn't
yeah.
like it.
But then we went to the legislature and you know, worked hard.
Right.
And got it to be $4.
Yeah.
But then, you know, we figured, you know, the legislators don't pay any attention
sure.
to the operators.
Right, yeah.
But you start sending your charities up there.
Yeah.
You know, I'm from the Lions Club.
Sure.
In Nashua, New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And this is the best thing that ever happened to my charity.
Yeah.
And you should make it
$10. Yeah.
Why wouldn't you make it $10?
Right.
And we coordinated the whole industry
uh-huh.
so that we stood back.
Right.
And the charities took the arguments
right.
to do this. And they have, they know the legislatures as well as anybody, you know. And,
right.
And
right.
It was very effective government relations.
Right.
And,
right.
And we were able to go to 10.
Yeah.
Then it went to 25, and it just got changed to 50.
Okay.
In New Hampshire.
Right, right.
So, you know, and then you can start really making some money.
Sure. And the charities as well, they push for this as 35%. Well.
35%.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, that's really the history is,
yeah.
is, you know, we were trying to do a traditional model where we're talking to legislators and
right.
hiring lobbyists. And
right.
trying to be influential, and nobody believed us.
Yeah.
Where'd you go to school? I went to school at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
Right.
But we understand.
Yeah, right.
That kind of stuff.
Right, right. So how are the charities chosen? You mentioned they had to be 501(c), but are the, do they really investigate deeper into what the charity does, what
yeah,
they
no,
do with
the,
their money?
The Lottery Commission, which is now the regulatory body
uh-huh.
in New Hampshire, which does a great job, and they're honest broker type, you know, sure. lottery guys and gals. And all the charities have to be vetted.
Right.
So they come to the operator, they get on our calendar for 10 days, I say, hour. I'm done, but yeah. Now my company was bought by the guys at ECL.
Okay.
I don't know if you know ECL, no, those
I don't
guys.
Know
that.
No.
They're old station guys.
Okay.
The guy, Dan right. Roy and
sure, right, right.
all these
okay.
guys. But they're a great, great gaming company.
Sure,
and,
right.
And so you get on the calendar and you get 10 days and then they fill out the forms for the state.
Right.
They go to the state. They get approved. They get vetted. They have
right.
to prove that they're 501c. They have to do a fingerprint check. Anybody's handling the money.
Right.
Who's going to get the check, make sure it goes. And in New Hampshire, we have the Secretary of State. Every charity has to fill out a report every year
sure.
of their good deeds.
Right.
And how much they spent.
Right.
And what were their administrative costs.
Mm-hmm.
So that really helped to keep everything
yeah.
On the honest.
Right, right. Now you've had a couple of bumps in the road. A state senator apparently was trying to get over on something. I mean, those things are going to happen in a young gaming industry. But they were caught. They
were caught.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he had done a deal to use COVID money.
Yeah. Okay. That's
and he
right.
bought
that's
a Maserati.
Yeah. Right.
And yeah. people were wondering
yeah.
how that
yeah.
whole
how did you
fitted.
Get that? Yeah. Where did that come from?
Yeah. So that was dumb. But you know it. We have good regulators and
sure.
and inspectors, you know, coming by
yeah.
saying, why does this guy have the Maserati parked outside?
Yeah.
You know,
right.
we know his whole background. He used to be a state
sure.
senator.
Yeah. And you know,
it was just,
not only that, they can do the math, you know,
the
money he earns.
But,
from
you
his,
know,
yeah.
that's why you need well-regulated gaming.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, I'm all in favor of that. It, you know,
sure.
Our history, which is, thank God, in our past.
Yeah.
is our history.
Right, sure.
So people are going to look sideways
right, right.
and watch movies.
Yep.
And
yeah.
it's going to change.
Resort Wallet from IGT provides a digital wallet for all your players' gaming and retail needs. Your players will love the convenience of IGT's cashless gaming solution with none of the hassles associated with using cash. And with IGT Pay, IGT's exclusive payment gateway, your players can fund their cashless wagering accounts from multiple external sources simultaneously. The benefits of cashless gaming are amazing. No more waiting in lines at ATMs to get cash, no more waiting in lines to redeem your tickets, and no more waiting for service when your ticket printer jams. Learn more at IGT.com/cashless.
Podcast a few weeks ago with Andre Carrier, who's the head of Eureka Casinos, and they run the charity casino at the old Seabrook Racetrack.
Right.
He said he talked to you and before they made any decision. How many people have come to you and asked about New Hampshire gaming?
Everybody who is currently licensed.
Yeah. Okay.
So
they stopped at your place.
They stopped by and said, "What's going on? You're a gaming guy. Why
yeah,
are you doing
right.
this?"
Yeah.
And I said, "You're probably not going to like what I'm telling you, but we're doing it for the charities."
Yeah. Right. Sure.
And if we benefit, that's great. And
yeah.
and I'm first one to say I've benefited greatly personally
sure. right.
from all this work, the
right.
20 years
yeah.
of developing the industry. But there's been a lot of good work for charities,
yeah.
and that's why we do it. That got people to get in, and now we have Churchill Downs there, and
yeah.
we have Peninsula
right.
Pacific there.
Yeah.
We have. Delaware North.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of
sure.
major,
a lot of big company
players.
Yeah, yeah.
And Andre Carrier. They've done a beautiful
sure.
job with
Absolutely.
Seabrook.
Yeah, yeah.
Now called the Brook.
Yeah, right.
And they we New Hampshire went sports betting, and Andre built a beautiful book.
Yeah,
and you know that's always a nice compliment.
Sure, right.
To these facilities
and the big companies came in there as well. FanDuel and DraftKings. And
yeah, DraftKings has the exclusive.
Okay, that's right.
In
yeah.
New Hampshire,
right.
and. You know, they want everybody to play on a smartphone.
Right. Yeah.
But 80% of people's 80% use smartphones.
Right.
20% want a ticket.
Right.
Like I do.
Sure.
You know,
right.
I want to make a bet.
Yeah, of course.
And have
yeah.
a ticket.
Right.
And I know that's old fashioned.
Yeah,
but
yeah, we're old school. You know?
Yeah, and old school.
So, you know, when they open one of these smaller casinos, what's the market like in Pennsylvania? I know the 90% of the market comes within 25 miles of the facility. Is it even smaller in New Hampshire?
No, that's a pretty good deal.
Okay,
25 miles.
Yeah. And so the competition with Wynn in Boston, I mean, that's a pretty short drive from southern New Hampshire to Boston.
Well, you know, the Wynn property in Boston has the problem that it's, you know, it's really close, but you can't get there.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
The last 30 minutes
could take
an hour.
Yeah, with all the traffic in Boston. Yeah.
And Everett.
The big dig.
It's a big problem.
Yeah, right.
It's a big problem. But it's a beautiful place.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
You can't, you're always going to compete with that.
Yeah. Yeah, but again, you know, you guys got lower limits. I mean, I'm sure blackjack at Wynn starts at $25, you know, and
50.
Yeah, there you go. So
that's strong.
Yeah, for the lower limit people, New Hampshire's a great opportunity for them.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it fits right.
Right.
And I think the places now that, you know, the mint that's going to be developed with the license that I sold them.
Yeah.
Is going to have 1,200 machines.
Okay.
That's a lot of difference. When I left the Lucky Moose, our biggest place, we had 67 machines.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be a different economy.
So those HHR machines, historic horse racing machines, made a big difference.
Big difference.
Yeah.
So it would turn on the lights.
Yeah.
Difference.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
People love playing those machines. And,
virtually indistinguishable for regular slots.
Well, Roger, you might remember this. You and I have been doing this for a long time. When we originally built the conference education schedule, and you did a great job putting together things, but I made a real impact with Mary Midway and talking about who exactly Mary Midway was, the classic female, older American who, you know, that's the way she, she really enjoys the machines. And as much as this is a cliche, you know, men play table games, women play slots.
Right.
The model works.
Yeah,
to this day, the model works.
Right, yeah.
So she wants to just go in and be on her own, if not with a friend.
Yeah.
And just lock in.
Right.
Through their machines.
Yeah.
I
played HHR machines in Virginia when Peninsula Pacific had that market cornered down there. And you could see the little racetrack in the corner of the screen, but you know, otherwise it played just like a regular slot.
Right. Good guys. Jonathan Swain, he's mostly retired, but Aaron Gomes is running it.
Yeah, Aaron is a good friend of mine.
And he's a great guy.
Yep.
And they'll do a nice job. They have six licenses in New Hampshire.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, these little tiny licenses throughout the states.
Yep.
But Todd Moyer just did a beautiful commercial for him. And
those
guys are pros.
Todd's another old school guy like us. You know?
But, you know, it's what's great is they're honest and they're going to do the right thing.
Of course, right.
And, and nobody can look at the industry sideways if we're talking about those people.
Sure, yeah.
So, you know, because they've been licensed.
They're all people with integrity, you know,
that's right.
So, Jim, thanks for joining us. I'm really glad we could give you credit for what you did in New Hampshire. It's a really unique model. I'd like to see it in some other states as well. And of course, your faith in our company, our magazine, right from the start, has really helped us out. So we appreciate that as well.
Well, Roger, you've done a great job with Global Gaming Business. We're so proud of you, the original investors. I know I can speak for myself, saying you've done a great job.
Sure.
We really hope.
Well, great.
You can get everything out of this you deserve.
Well, great. Thanks for joining us, and have a safe trip back to New Hampshire.
The seasons, they go round and round. Painted ponies go up and down.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the GGB Podcast, sponsored by IGT. With IGT's Resort Wallet, your players will experience the convenience of digital transactions throughout your resort property. Learn more at igt.com/cashless.
To learn more about the topics discussed today and all the important issues in gaming, check out Global Gaming Business Magazine. For a free virtual copy of the magazine, subscribe at ggbmagazine.com. To stay current with the weekly news of the gaming industry, subscribe to ggbnews.com. Use the coupon code GGB180 for a free subscription. And don't miss a single episode of the GGB podcast. Subscribe on Amazon, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts today. And we'll see you next time on the GGB podcast.